The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning on Still Just Fishing Show. I'll be so glad when about mid to the end of September comes, you know, start cooling this water down a little bit. You know, of course, the thing about the, you know, we talk about the bite, the fish bite going on. It's just not a lot that you can count on, because we've got there some days, you know, you catch a bunch of breads and some nice trout. This is one of the better flounder bites I've seen, you know, one of the better flounder years I've seen in a while. Although most of the flounder are small, but you know, there's, you know, people are catching some really nice ones. They're you know, off and on. I see that the giggers are gigging some really nice ones too, you know, and of course you don't have to worry about them eating if you're gigging them, you know. But you know, just to have that idea of you know, being able to go out there and tear up the fish, I don't think anybody's really doing that right at this moment. You know, I'm talking about the flounder, because of how many small ones there are too, that's, you know, that's in the mixed bag. But I've noticed that we've, you know, there's a picture there of some people gigging some. So.
Oh, and a bonus sheep's head, huh?
Yeah. That's so nice. I mean, that's quite a few flounder right
that's
there.
That's some good eating there.
I hope they had about three people gigging, because it's quite a few flounder.
I wonder how this silty, stirred-up water from all the dredging is affecting the water visibility for the giggers. Because, I mean, the rigs alone, when you think about it, I mean, you have to think LED light technology has been a huge thing for them, because it uses so much less power.
Yeah.
And it's intense.
And it's, yeah, and it's so much brighter.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that might be, you know, a good thing. Could be, I don't know, it might be super bright. Might chase them off, but I doubt it. Mm-hmm. It's hard to chase off a flounder when you're flounder gigging like that, as long as you don't step on him or something, you know.
Yeah, it'd be funny if one of the flounder gigging boats all rigged up with other lights, lighted boat show downtown.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, when they had the boat parade.
Have one of the giggers with a little strobe setting so he could start strobing all his LEDs and give him the winner. We have a new winner here.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. Let's see. Let's get Bill on here. Morning, Bill.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, Mr. Denmark, how are you?
Not too bad, God. I just woke up like half an hour ago, which for me is 2 hours late. Been hanging out with the lovely Mrs. Denmark.
Yeah, when are y'all yesterday. Camping again? I remember you were you were scoping out a new island to camp on, weren't you?
Yeah, we did, but it's too hot now. You know, it's just hot and buggy. And I was fishing. What was the day? Was it Vic Monday? We were undocked together.
Yeah, I think it was Monday.
Yeah. It was like fishing in the River Styx 2 blocks from Hades. I mean, it's hot as heck.
I know. Yeah.
And I don't mean heck either.
Yeah, I know. And then Wednesday was even, it was even worse Wednesday.
Yeah.
I don't know how the gnats have been, Bill, but the gnats, me being so close to the river, the gnats have been hateful at my house.
Really?
I think it's too hot for them out there.
Well, I thought the heat is what's bringing them in, or the humidity, because, I mean, I'm like, okay, these aren't the regular just annoying gnats. These are the ones that chew. And I was like, man, I'm like, you guys are lost. Go on, get back over there by Mill Cove and get away from my place.
Yeah, I don't have any. You know, I live off Southside, and I don't really, gnats are a rarity here. And I bought those Spartan mosquito bombs, and they should never call it a bomb because it's not. And they work pretty good, unless it rains, and, you know, there's a big influx of mosquitoes for a few days, then they knock them back.
Yeah.
So they've been pretty good on the mosquitoes, so I'm good over here, better than I would expect.
Yeah, the skeeters are getting worse in my neighborhood.
Yeah, but, you know, we caught Monday. We caught four flounders. Two of them were legal, two weren't. The biggest one was only 16, which I say only because they get bigger. But it was a nice fish.
We That's caught good. One big trout. Enough for meat.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Heck yeah. Well, we got one was 13, and the guy I was fishing with, he kept it. I might have. I definitely won't keep 12-inch trout, but if I don't have anything to eat out, I might keep a 13, certainly a 14.
You said trout, but you mean flounder, right?
Flounder, that's right.
And, I was going to say, don't talk about keeping a 13-inch trout.
No, I don't do that. Well, you know what, though? When I used to live in Georgia, that was the limit, 13.
Yeah.
And and you could keep 15 of them.
Wow.
So that was interesting, yeah.
What I think is insane is that what is it, 100 pounds of yellowmouth?
Yellowmouth, yeah.
That's mm-hmm. yeah. Come on.
That's a lot of 12-inch fish.
You know, when they think about you know, the limits on a fish like that, and they go up so high to 100 pounds, and then last year, I think it was only last year is when it was like you couldn't hardly find them. And now this year, I wonder how the bite's going to be on them because, you know, I'm wondering if that 100 pounds really put a hurting on them.
Yeah, you know? I'm wondering too.
It's been that way forever.
Well, it used to be easy to find 16 to 19 inch yellowmouth, but not anymore.
Yeah, no, the limits here before was 12 inch minimum and four per person. That's what our limit here was before on the yellowmouth. And then they went up to, you know, the 100 pounds everywhere in the state except Nassau County. Nassau County is still 12-inch minimum, one per person. But everywhere else in the state, there's no size limit, and it's 100 pounds per person of total baggage, you know, baggage weight.
Yeah,
I typically don't keep them. I mean, once in a while I will, but I only like them fresh. As far as freeze them, forget it.
Yeah.
You know, they're cat food at that point. But you know, Chris, it used to be easy to catch a trout that was 16 inches long too.
Yeah, the
trout's been terrible.
Yeah,
I've had help. I got two weeks ago I was flounder fishing. I got three. One was almost 20, and I fished in the surf and sent Vic some pictures. That was a pretty nice fish up there.
Yeah,
which was pretty darn fun, by the way. The guy that I fished with uses glow-in-the-dark She-Dogs, top water plugs.
Uh-huh.
And he saw him on the boat, Vic. Oh, by the way, his tackle box is twice as big as yours, Vic.
My ice cream bucket?
Yeah.
I went fishing with Bill. Bill invited me to go fish on his boat. What was that? Monday before last.
Yeah.
I didn't have a trailer yet, so I said, sure. So, you know, we went out there. And I told him he'd like my tackle box because it was a little ice cream bucket.
Yeah, there you go.
Because all I brought with me was some topwater lures because,
yeah.
You know, I get a chance to go throw topwaters. I love to throw topwaters.
Oh, yeah.
But
And you know what, Chris? He probably got three times as many hits from me as I did. And, of course, he's in the front of the boat. You know, he's making me bait his hook and stuff, but I'm just kidding.
He's bad about that, isn't he?
Yeah.
I wonder how that.
Well, when you tell him you get to have a day off, he really takes that serious.
Oh, yeah. It's like, what do you mean your leader list needs to be changed?
Yep, that's funny.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know what it's like to do that. I'd love to sit back one day and just lean into my pole over to you and let you bait it.
Oh my God, that'd be so funny. But the guy that I fished with on boat, I met him surf fishing for trout. He takes his She-Dog and he tapes it to the headlight of his truck on the way to the ramp because it's a glow in the dark.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it'll glow for 20 minutes when he does that.
Wow!
What's it got in it? Iridium or something?
I don't know, man. I got one because you know he was getting more hits than I did.
Okay,
and so I went and bought one, and it's crazy.
Send me a text of it, would you? Oh, I'd love
I'll
to see
you.
It. Okay, all right.
I'll show it to him, Bill.
Yeah, I'm gonna pop out there. I'm only taking two rods, one with a one and two lures. So.
Surf fishing?
No.
Hey, hold on, Bill.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories. Performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida. If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning.
Hey,
and
thanks for hanging on, Bill. We ran out of time there.
Yeah, kind of snuck up on me. But anyway, I just showed Chris what that lure looks like.
It's cool. I mean, it lights up so well. It's, you know, it's not like when we were kids and something glued in the dark for like 3 seconds and you could hardly see it.
Yeah, and I love those trout spots along the back like that.
Yeah, he was tearing them up, but he'd fished there a few more times than I had. I think that I met him the second time I was there. You know, and it's kind of interesting to go in that particular location.
So it was like strike zone, your second home. You're there waiting on the... waiting on the latest and greatest lures to come in?
No, I got a list from the show, though, and I've shown it to Vic. I take notes, you know, because it changes, too.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
And it does. And you know what I've noticed, too, is, you know, a lot of times people go out and go, oh, man, you know, like Chip Davis likes what he calls the Green Demon.
Right.
Okay, and he loves that lure. And, you know, when people use a lure like that, they're like, man, you got to get this lure. You got to get this. But for, see, whenever you go, Bill, you can go buy one lure.
Right.
And try it out and be good. You know, if I buy one lure and then one person catches a fish on it, everybody on the boat wants the same lure. So, you know, if I have to buy like four or five to start with, you know, and then somebody goes, right, oh, man, this is a great lure. You got it. So I got to buy four or five of them. And then, oh, man, you got to get this lure. This is great. So I got to buy four or five of them. And next thing you know, I've got, you know, 800 lures at the house. You know, so it's got to the point to where it's like, okay, you know, just use my old faithfuls that I use, you know. And they always come out with something new and great, and it's and I understand that, and it's great. But, you know, I just don't get a chance to go buy one and try it out, you know.
Well, but I learned, you know, when I got serious about catching trout, and I've had a pretty good year at it, that the lure that you want to use doesn't really mean the dang thing to those fish, because I'd fish my honey hole, and, you know, one day one lure was all that, and the next day they wouldn't touch it.
Exactly. And, yeah.
You know, I was using plastics one time, and the difference in color was, if it was dusk, you wouldn't even be able to tell. One was reddish and one was grayish, and they'd pick one over the other.
Well, and, you know,
same shape and everything.
And you know, what happens a lot of times, which we don't even think about, we're switching up lures and all that stuff, but a lot of times when you find where trout are working a shoreline or something, you know, working an area for the bait, they're not going to sit in one little spot usually. You know what I mean? They're going to work up and down the bank. Well, just so happened, you know, what if you're throwing this one color, you know, and the trout's 300 feet down the shoreline, and then so you switch colors, and they come through, and you start catching them, and it's like, man, I should have been using this bait all along. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they want today. That's right.
Yeah, so, I mean, you never know if it's just that, you know, by the time you switch colors and throw out there, or even switch type of lures and throw out there, maybe that school's coming through at that particular time, and then that, you know, you think that that color, you know, that's all they wanted that day, but maybe not. Because after you catch the first fish on it or the second fish, you're definitely not going to change it back up again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Do you?
I'll change when I'm fishing. Yeah, sometimes.
Well, that's good, because I would take people out, you know, and sometimes, you know, we'll throw different lures. We'll throw plastics, hard baits, you know, floater divers, top waters, if they can throw a top water, you know, if they can work a top water.
Right.
And see which is going to work the best, you know. And that's just like you're throwing different, you know, you're having to switch up and throw different lures, but having like two or three people on board where we can throw different things and see which one works the best, that's about the same idea. You know what I mean? You're using different stuff and different colors.
Plus, what helps is if you have, like, I mean, I don't know, it should still be working, is just doing bait and switch. So, Bill, you've got either you or me would be tossing a top water, and then the other guy has a slow sinker behind it for short strikes, and then, you know, say they're just blowing up under the top water and not getting hooked up, and then your wingman just tosses in behind your top water, and boom, he's hooked up. So
that's why I like fishing with another guy sometimes, because you're throwing two things, you know.
Yeah,
a lot of time Vic was using top waters, and so I'd change out. And problem with him is he can cast within 3 seconds of a millimeter away from him, you know, the closest weed that's in the shoreline. And, well, the only difference, we're using the same lure sometimes, and you're getting more hits, but you're casting a foot closer to shore than I am 99% of the time.
Yeah.
It was quite a lesson for me. It was good.
Well, and that's good to watch different situations and stuff. And, you know, and I don't, you know, as we talked that day, I have, you know, had friends of mine that works that top water so fast, you know, but I like to pop, pause, you know what I mean? I like to pause that thing and not work it so fast. And to me, that just seems to get more strikes on it, you know?
Yeah, I try to emulate something that's hurt.
Hurt, you know? And wounded, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
well, Monday I had a pretty big trout strike on my top water, and, took it away from him. I put jerk at about 6 feet of it. Dang it.
Man.
And it was in the river around some docks that I like to fish. And, man, he blew up on it, and we both saw it. He was like, wow. And I just jerked set the hook.
Really?
Right away from him. He was like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, because they'll hit two or three times, four times sometimes. Yeah. And I took it out of the zone, and it was gone, and he never hit again. It's like, dang.
Yeah, and you wonder if you really in real quick thought back over there, you know, why won't he come back? So, you know, but a lot of times it just doesn't work that way, you know.
Well, we're fishing where the drop off is to 30 feet, so he could be, you know, one swish of his tail and he could be in 25 feet of water.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so you don't know. But no, he didn't come back. We got those flounders. We didn't, you know what? We didn't even catch a bluefish on Monday.
Yeah. I haven't seen a bluefish in a while.
What about ladyfish still out there?
Not many.
We got one ladyfish Monday.
I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go at it. You know, this week's supposed to be a rainy, overcast day. I'm probably going to go out on Tuesday, maybe Wednesday.
Yeah, yesterday would have been a good day for you to do that. You know,
don't ask me.
It was cloudy all day yesterday until I started washing the boat. Then the sun came out.
I finally figured out what'll cut Power Pro easier than an oyster is a ladyfish after you got them on a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They just wear right down through that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Their mouth is so that rough sandpaper, yeah, whatever it is that they have for teeth, you know, I mean, just cuts it right through, you know.
So, Chris.
Yo.
I have about 10 pounds of beef scraps. And I thought, well, if I wrap that up in some wire and put a rock in it, I can use it for chum. What do you think?
Yeah. A lot of shark stories going around today.
Well, I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to do it where there are sharks typically.
But well, he wants to know if that's,
would come.
Yeah, he wants to know if that's the beef. I told him I don't know about beef, so I have no idea. Maybe if you lay it in the sun, let it get good and stinky, then you
gone under the boat.
I don't know, but I'm gonna, you know, I got some beef cheek meat. Yeah. Literally the cheeks off of cows, and it's got 50% waste on. It's fantastic when you cook it, slow cook it, and I'd never heard of it before, so I had to try it.
Well, if you try it in a crab trap.
Well,
that's a felony.
You can have up to 5 traps per license.
Yeah.
I don't have any. I'd have to use somebody else's.
Yeah, you can't use somebody else's.
Yeah, that could be hazardous to your health.
Why would they be mad that I baited their trap with beef?
Well, it's not the fact that they that you baited their trap, but the, you know, they got robbed so much for so long. Yeah. They've got real stiff penalties now. They've got legislature to pass real stiff penalties. And, you know, it's $5,000 and 6 months in jail if you touch a crab trap float. It's not yours. That's why I tell people, don't throw around that thing, because if it gets hung on it, we're just breaking it off. I ain't pulling up no trap to get a hook.
Yeah. I'm not giving up a lure.
Well, you get caught, that's going to be a lot more expensive for you than that lure is, so.
Crabbers are really helpful, too, because, you know, if the crabber can get his rig up there in the creek, that you're good to go. So I love the crabber guys.
So what you ought to do, really, is, you know, maybe see a crabber and say, hey, you know, I want to see how this works. And you want to, you know, put it in one of your traps and check it out, you know, and let me know how you do.
Well, but I know it'll work.
What kind of fish are you trying to – I tell you the truth, what I would do, I'd probably save it till October.
Yeah.
And then I would do that. I would chum for croakers with it. Those big croakers when they come through in October.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, because I used to chum for croakers quite a bit. And people think that's crazy because, you know, the croakers, when they come through, I mean, you can go out there and catch 100 of them in no time. You know, and they're big and they're good eating. I mean, to me, I'd rather eat a croaker than I would a redfish. You know, just because of red meat and redfish.
They are good.
But, you know, what you could do is what I used to do is I'd take in a little blender of mine and everything. We mix pogey oil, shrimp, stuff like that, and I'd blend it all up and freeze in chunks. And I put it in a disposable chum bag. I could go out there where there's like 10 boats fishing for croakers and drop that thing down on the bottom and tie it to the front of my boat. And they would stop getting bites and we would just tear them up, man.
Huh. Hey, before I got to go here, I got the music. The shrimp lady's open. Angie's open for business. She's selling those river shrimp, which probably means that they're shrimp, which probably means that we're going to get croakers this year, and maybe mangrove snappers.
Yeah, I'm hoping the mangroves be in because, like you say, now the croakers, I mean the shrimp, I hear in Green Cove they're catching some small and medium ones, but they're doing a lot. So that's a good sign. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, she's – see ya.
Good call,
appreciate
Bill.
Appreciate it. We'll be back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Small communities in the Mojave Desert are reeling from a magnitude 7.1 earthquake, the second major trembler in as many days, to hit Southern California. Authorities say last night's shaker was centered near the town of Ridgecrest once again. That's where a 6.4 magnitude quake had hit on the 4th of July. President Trump is not going to give up easily on the question of including a citizenship question on the 2020 census. An executive order could give the administration lawyers a new basis to return to court and argue for including the citizenship question. President Trump says there was what he calls a very interesting problem that forced Vice President Pence to cancel an appearance this past week. He says the facts will come out in the next week or so. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday gave up 44 points at 26,922. More details at SRNnews.com.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Hey, Steve, what's going on, Tanner? It's just another wonderful day at the New Balance store. Working with clientele who have specific footwear needs is really rewarding to me. With all the styles, sizes, and widths we carry and the one-step scanner for the perfect fit, we expect everyone to leave with a smile on their face. Plus, I didn't even mention the one-on-one customer service that we offer.
I know. That's why I'm a repeat customer at the New Balance store. Now, show me that new 990 V5 I've been hearing about and some clothing to match.
Experience the difference at the New Balance store, where their highly trained specialists measure every aspect of your foot and gait for a custom fit like you've never had before. The New Balance store carries sizes from 5 to 18 and widths from 2A to 6E with a huge selection of styles and colors recommended by healthcare professionals. The New Balance store in Orange Park at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. and in Jacksonville at 10095 Beach Boulevard, a half mile east of Southside Boulevard. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Get the perfect fit at the New Balance store.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, July 13th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, July 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Saturday, July 13th from 12 noon to 10 p.m. It's the Beach's Freedom Festival at the Seawalk Pavilion at Jacksonville Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Up to a 60% chance of rain all weekend and all week. Mostly cloudy all weekend with highs near 90, lows about 75. Then starting Monday, partly sunny skies during the day, mostly cloudy at night with daytime highs into the low 90s, nighttime lows about 75.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, Still Just Fishing Show. You told him to talk to Bill there. He was trying to do quite a bit there to get him on some trout and flounder and all that. And he's been going out there to the beach, too, and learning how to do that, which is great. I'd love to do that myself, but I just haven't had the chance to be able to do that. But I think that'd be a great, you know, a lot of fun, and it's something you can go do for just a couple hours and then be done, you know, for the day. So I'd like to know if they, you know, if those same fish would be, you know, in other areas, like maybe Huguenot Park in the surf, or, you know, right there at Fort George Inlet, at the mouth of Huguenot Park, stuff like that. And anyway, I was reading here in the Fishing Connection, they were talking about, they've been working on the phase two lighting project for Jim King Park. And of course, they had the road blocked off the other day when I was leaving. So we had to drive out and around in the grass and everything, to get around the trucks and everything to get out of the boat ramp. But, they were talking about here that the Joe Carlucci boat ramp, was released to the contractor. And, Jim was talking about this publication. We should be seeing work on the site because the floating docks have been completed and the pilings are due in any day. And that was due, you know, it was when he was writing this article. I hate to say it, but there's no work at all began on it. And it says that they were anticipated the ramp and docks would be fully usable for the Red Snapper weekends in the Greater Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament. That's going to be in 1 week. So, I'm not really sure how this is going to work out. But, you know, that's a lot of work to get that thing back open in a week, you know, so we'll just have to see what happens, you know, and see if they're able to at least get some docks out there or something. But they're going to have to set some pilings, though, because there's pilings out there all leaning over and, you know, messed up.
We used to get orders in the Navy for some subs we worked on that needed to be mission ready.
Mm-hmm.
It would say we'd have a job list, and it said at the end of the job list, it said TC. That meant till complete. In other words, you get on it, and you work it till complete. Don't stop till you get it done. So,
I want to mention, too, one thing. I was really pleasantly surprised each time about the Coast Guard getting my captain's license back so quickly. You know.
So you got that wrapped up?
Yeah. It was every time you renew your license, when you send it to Florida, you got to think there's 1,200 miles of coastline in Florida. And you may not seen that much, but there, you know, we have a lot of coastline in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of charter captains. And if you send your paperwork down to Miami, it generally takes about 5 to 6 months to get your coast, you know. I sent mine in May to Charleston because I had my records all transferred up to there years ago. And I sent mine in May and got it back last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, you're not even talking about, you know, 2 full months, you know, when you send it up there. So it's quite a lot better turnaround because you figured that area up there, there's not much coastline, you know, that affect that rec area. You know, when I say rec, that's the regional exam centers where you send those to for your renewals. So I'm good again until I'm about 71 years old. So, you know.
There you go.
But I tell you, it's pretty neat because I was looking at a friend of mine, Tony, Captain Tony, that does trout and scallop fishing and stuff like that. You know, charters over in the Gulf of Mexico. He sent his to Florida, and he said it took 5 months, you know, to get his renewed this time. And you know, a lot of times that's what happens when you send it down to Florida, send it down to Miami. There's so many people in Florida and Georgia and Alabama that send it down there, you know, so that's why it takes so long down there.
I like that idea you were telling me about where somebody almost like does it for you. You send it to them, mm-hmm. and they do all the legwork on it.
Yeah, and they make sure
real quick.
Yeah, and they make sure it's all, you know, in order, and it's one of the things – one of the most ridiculous things to me, each page has to be in order, you know.
Yeah.
So when you get your renewal package, you want to kind of take a pencil and number the pages on the right, you know.
The first thing that rubbed me the wrong way about it was the fact that when they issue you your license, it's only good for 5 years.
Yeah.
I think that's just ridiculous considering everything you have to go through
to get it.
To get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. Yeah, well, so they get some, that's so they get some money every now and then. You know, yeah, they give you such a hard course to take and testing, and then you go, okay, man, you did a good job. Here's 5 years.
Well, that along with the fact that, I mean, America was founded on small business. You're a small businessman, right?
Yeah, very small business. Just me.
Well, charter captains, they're basically small businessmen, yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. And just my perception is this country, the government, mm-hmm. is so oppressive that they're constantly doing whatever they can do to discourage mm-hmm. small businessmen. Some of the horror stories that Ken Hubbard told me when he had his dry cleaning business, mm-hmm. it was just appalling what they do mm-hmm. to y'all small business guys trying to make you jump through yeah. a dozen hoops. And they basically seem like they want to discourage you yeah. from doing it. Because remember, well, right after I got mine was when they mm-hmm. was when they put up that TWIC, the additional requirement, and I had mm-hmm. to go do all the stuff to get a transportation worker identification credential, a.k.a. TWIC. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, it was just one thing after another.
Yeah, when they made us all do that, and then, you know, the following 5 years later when you renew your captain's license, you didn't need one.
Yeah.
And now you have to send a copy showing that you did get one.
Yeah.
Even though my TWIC card has expired, but just like, you know, most everybody else's, you know. But anyway, they still want you to send a copy of that showing that you did get one, and then they have a form that they send you that you sign saying that you don't need one,
mm-hmm.
that you've got one, but you don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy.
They tied me up for half a day over there in Talleyrand with that TWIC oh, yeah. process.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And mm-hmm. it's kind of like, you know, more money, give us more money, give us more money.
$145.
Yeah, it's kind of yeah. like the red light cameras, right? All the tickets they handed out, all the money they took from people, they're mm-hmm. gone, okay? They're taking yeah. them down. Okay, can I get a rebate, you know, on my ticket?
I wonder what happens with it because there's still a lot of cameras around.
Yeah, one I was like way right before the hurricane, one of the hurricanes came, I think it was Irma. I found out the only place in town near me that had bottled water was Harvey's, and mm-hmm. I never go to that store. So I'm going a totally different way through the same light I go through every day, but I'm turning left and going another direction.
Mm-hmm.
And the lead light timing I'm used to on the other side, I go through there, and all of a sudden this bright flash, I'm like, what was that all about? Boom. in the mail, I get a notice. This is your truck, and you ran a lead light.
We could do like the councilman says. My tag was stolen and put it on another vehicle. And then, you know, and then when the cops stopped him later on, it was yeah. like, oh, yeah, well, somebody gave my tag back.
Yeah, don't even waste your time going down there to contest it because yeah. they're not – they want their money. Just pay them the money. And
that really got me, though, that councilman saying that, you know, somebody stole his tag and then run through the red light thing, and then they gave him his tag back.
That's the oldest one in the book.
Who's ever going to yeah. give you your tag back if they stole it to start with, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it was Bigfoot.
Oh, that's sort of like,
Bigfoot, you know, stole my vehicle and was driving it.
Yep. I watched the Democratic debates last week, and that was pretty hilarious.
Send in the clowns.
Thought that was kind of funny. The only thing that really burnt me up was, you know, they had set up the Democrats had set up a fine if you did not buy health insurance. You remember this?
I remember that.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. They would fine you if you don't buy health insurance.
Right.
They asked a question the other night on the debate, in your plan, if all your people stand up here, in your plan, give me a show of hand, who gives undocumented immigrants free insurance, who provides them free insurance? Every one of them raise their hand.
Yep.
So yep. Americans get fined if you don't buy it, but then they're going to give those, and it's... The Democrats are showing the same rules for both people.
Well, they got to finance the freebies.
Golly.
It's pathetic.
Okay, we
got to
get back. When we come back off break, we're going to get back into fishing. Sorry about that.
My blood pressure's going up already.
We'll get back into fishing. Anyway, 222-8255 if you'd like to call. We'll be back after this.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder. Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. We're kind of watching about this iguana stuff. You know, look at that one. That's about 4 foot long.
Yeah.
I guess it's an invasion of iguanas down in South Florida. I'm thinking it's in South Florida.
Do you see that? Anyway. They'll bite the tar out of you, too.
Yeah. And they're saying, you know, it's open season. They're trying to get people to, you know, capture them or even, kill them, because they're just like eating all the fauna that's around, and destroying it. And the FWC is encouraging homeowners to kill the green iguanas, you know, on site that's on their property and stuff like that, because the damage that they're doing now.
Yeah, and, I can't imagine why PETA hasn't come out and, you know, the people for the eating of tasty animals.
Yeah, exactly.
Why they haven't come out and, oh, we need to protect the iguana. This is cruel and inhumane.
Yeah, because, I mean, they can lay, look, just seeing that on there, they could lay a lot of eggs.
Yeah. You know, so. You notice anyway. That guy won't let him get anywhere near his fingers because they will bite. They'll bite hard. They're strong.
I didn't know that because, I've never had one or, you know, anything, so I don't know. You know, we used to catch snakes a lot when I was, you know, a kid growing up. My brother built this nice little, cage about 3 foot long or whatever, you know, but built it out of small hardware cloth. And, you know, we'd catch snakes and we'd play with them for a little while and get bored with them after about a week. I mean, we like feeding them and stuff like that and then get bored with them, let them go. And then we catch a different kind. One of the things we were lucky enough as kids, we never had a rattlesnake in our yard. Like now where I live now, we've had 6 foot rattlesnakes in our yard.
Really?
Yeah.
I just get the black razor. I got a regular black razor that comes through my backyard fairly often.
Yeah.
About every other week I'll see him out there.
You would be amazed at the one that lives in my boat shed, that eats spiders and stuff like that in my boat shed.
Black racer?
No lie. He's about 14 inches long now. Mm-hmm. Never seen one that big. He's probably that big around. I mean, he looks almost like an iguana. He's so big.
What is it, a lizard?
Yeah, and his stripes, you know, the little blue stripes and stuff that's on a black racer has faded, and he's kind of gray. I think I got a picture of him on my phone I have to show you. But anyway, he's been eating bugs in my boat shed and probably green tree frogs and stuff like that for so long. And I got this green tree frog that was living in my boat shed, right, and had hear him croak, you know, when it's starting to rain or, you know, or just before it's raining, they get that. You know what a green tree frog sounds like? They croak pretty loud. They're little. They're only about an inch and a half long.
But, yeah, they're annoying.
But they're really loud. Well, I got this one that sounds like a bullfrog that lives in my boat shed, and because it's damp in there, you know, when you put the boat in there after you wash it, it's damp in there. So they lived in there quite a while. And this one has grown and grown and grown, and I guess the lizard never caught him because not long ago I had the thing got on my truck. It was, you know, it gets out there. I've got a floodlight that shines down on my truck. And I guess my white truck, I guess that's where the bugs get, you know, is on the truck, you know, from the reflection of the light. And I got out there and I was leaving early in the morning. And, of course, I pull up. And when I did, this thing gets down on my windshield and it was huge. This green tree frog, never seen one like this. He was probably 4 inches long and about 2 inches wide. And I didn't even know they'd grow that big.
You ever had one jump on you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they stick. I don't care for that. Yeah, that's as bad as one of them big palmetto bugs. After you spray them, they turn back and they go kamikaze and they try to fly up on you.
Yeah. Let me out of here.
It's so funny because my wife does not do bugs at all. I mean, she don't like bugs at all. Grasshoppers in the yard, any bugs on the flowers, she does not do bugs at all.
You know what I've been wanting?
Huh?
I'm sorry, I didn't. I thought.
Well, I was just saying, every once in a while, you know, you go to a grocery store, and some of the stuff, now there's this one particular grocery store, and I'm not going to say it, but it's closer to the house than any of the others.
Mm-hmm.
But if we needed just a couple of things, we'd run up there and get it and come back. We will not go to that grocery store no more, because when we come back, in your box of canned Cokes or whatever, you know, or something like this, when we come back, that evening, we see a roach.
Yeah.
Now, my wife uses
the little German cockroaches, by any chance?
No, a little bigger. My wife, she uses Demon, okay? Demon is this, you get it from Do-It-Yourself Pest Control Company.
Okay.
And she orders it online and gets it, and you just throw it in the bug sprayer. It's got little pouches. You throw it in the bug sprayer and add water. This Demon is the best bug spray I've ever seen in my entire life. What it does, it dries into microscopic crystals. If you look at it through a microscope, it dries in microscopic crystals. And so when you spray it down, you can spray it down, a dog can lick it. I mean, it's fine. You know, it doesn't hurt them. But when it dries into those crystals, when a bug crawls across that, those crystals will cut him, and he'll die within about a foot or so.
Whoa.
Of that spray.
Huh.
And so, you know, when I had sliding glass doors in my den, we used to spray all around it and everything. And you'd see, you know, bugs come in and do stuff like that. You'd see them, you know, because sliding glass doors do not seal good at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I finally took them out and put solid doors in. But you would see them about a foot, foot and a half away from the door. They'd be dead right there. Well, you know, we spray all our houses, my daughter's house and all that with it. And that stuff is just amazing. I mean, an ant can go across it and he's dead, even a little tiny ant. So we even spray like outside on the porches and around the doors, you know, and all that stuff. But when we go to that particular grocery store, and it's not Winn-Dixie and it's not Publix, you know, but I'm just not going to name the name of it. We will see a roach that night.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, I mean, she will scream to where the neighbors will come running if she sees a roach. My daughter will have a fit. She'll call me at 2 o'clock in the morning and come to her house too. I mean, seriously, they do not do bugs. And with that demon, we don't have to worry about them, because what they'll do is we'll find them. They'll be dead.
Yeah. You know?
We just spray all around the baseboards, you know, on the floor and the baseboard a little bit, and spray around the doors and stuff like that. And I mean, I've never paid for pest control because of that. That demon works so good. And yep. And it'll last about a year, you know, 8 months to a year. Then she'll spray again. Outside, we've sprayed different areas. Of course, sometimes you get the rain blow in on the porch. Stuff like that probably washes it all, so we have to respray it.
Demon available anywhere?
No. We get it online from do-it-yourself pest control. That's where we get it at, do-it-yourself pest control. And so anyway, that's some really good stuff. But what I was getting around to is that particular grocery store is just bad. So, but anyway, out in my boat shed, that lizard has just been able to, I guess, survive on spiders and bugs and stuff like that outside. And he has grown to be like prehistoric looking. I'll have to show you a picture.
Do you think you could hook him in the back leg and toss him out there? Have you ever seen him swim?
Yeah, he'd be a great top water lure.
I was wondering how well they'd do for bed and bass. You know, you get the bass beds out there, throw that lizard right over top.
This particular lizard I've got, that was one of those black racers, he would probably whip a black bass butt. I mean, he's the biggest one I've ever seen. Mm. He'll scare you when he comes across the floor. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah. Especially right at daylight, you got that, or right before daylight, you got the light on in the boat shed and hooking up the boat.
Kind of like
when
the
he
opening.
Takes off across the floor, it's like you got to, you know, I know he's in there, but you got to jump back anyway.
Yeah, I read, my son gave me that book, Megalodon, about the giant shark, the prehistoric shark.
Yeah.
And the opening scene was a T-Rex, which is normally the apex predator.
Yeah.
He's sitting there by the edge of the ocean thinking, you know, I'm bad boy. All of a sudden, the giant shark comes up,
yeah,
grabs the T-Rex, and he's done.
Wow, I can't believe it's all over with already.
Yeah,
anyway.
had a good time. Thanks for having me in here.
And doing the show with me again. And be sure to get on Event Facebook, and then get on Eventbrite, and check out Mark Fiegel's post.
July 24th.
Yeah, for the West Bank fishing seminars for July 24th.
And, barbecue.
Come out there and have barbecue and win a cooler. See you next week.